Federal and state agencies have taken over the search for debris from the Space Shuttle Columbia, relieving local law enforcement of the task. But in Nacogdoches County, where much of the debris has fallen, federal officials are not willing to give up the services of the Federal Resources Institute. FRI, located in the city of Nacogdoches, produces maps showing where the debris is located using global positioning system technology. As Janet Heimlich reports, having this local resource has been crucial to the search effort.
These days, the dozen or so scientists and researchers at the Forest Resources Institute work around the clock, frantically trying to get maps out the door.
No time to print. I got to have things I can take right now.
The maps have dots to show where shuttle debris has been sighted. Research associate Ikai Hung says the FBI, FEMA, and other federal and state agencies are eager to get their hands on these maps.
We just work and work, and whenever they come, hey, guys, this is the first priority. Make this. Okay, then we make this. And then, oh, can you give me this? It's in a hurry. Okay, we do it.
FRI is part of Stephen F. Austin University in Nacogdoches. Since 1997, it's been producing maps for local, state, and federal agencies, often for environmental planning, such as forestry management. The Institute uses Global Positioning System, or GPS, technology to plot objects as seen from satellites.
Everything we needed to respond to this disaster was already in place. It's just amazing.
FRI Director James Kroll.
When the disaster happened at 8 a.m., in 59 minutes, we were generating the first maps. When I got here, our staff was already here. Nobody had to be called. Everybody was already knew what they were supposed to be doing. They were pulling down data from satellites, data sources, making maps, everything. And we were GPSing right off the bat.
Ikai Hung explains that before FRI can create a shuttle debris map, it must first collect information from 911 calls made by people who found shuttle parts.
We got information from the police, so we have an idea, a general picture, where the debris will be on the ground.
Then FRI sends out technicians with GPS computers that are much more accurate than consumer models. These can locate a piece of debris within about 3 feet. Michael Parma is one of dozens of volunteers helping FRI find shuttle debris. Usually, he's a senior GPS programmer for the city of San Antonio. Today, he's demonstrating how he recently searched for debris in the rain with dozens of others.
We were finding relatively small fragments. I mean, some were down to the size of our fingernails, you know, as far as like shuttle tiles, and some larger debris. I think the largest pieces we were finding were about 2 feet in diameter.
When he found a piece of debris, Parma would pull out his GPS device that looks like an oversized handheld computer. He'd enter information about the object, including its size and an ID number that corresponds to a picture Parma took with a digital camera.
And so as we're standing at one point entering these attributes, you can hear the unit clicking. It's actually calculating where it is right now and storing that, and it goes immediately into the database when we get back to the office.
And this is the information that's used to plot maps that are constantly being printed out at FRI. Then they're rushed to the Nacogdoches Command Center, where they help officials decide how to coordinate their search teams. Jim Hall is director of the Texas Forest Service.
Without the data that was provided by the Forest Resource Institute, we could have been going in circles over a huge area in East Texas for a long period of time before we ever were able to concentrate in the most critical areas.
Hall says it's fortunate that FRI is located in this remote area and that having local GPS experts on site has speeded up the search. And he says that idea should be expanded to create regional mapping centers. That way, local law enforcement can efficiently respond to emergencies wherever they happen.